This is an MUT Radio podcast.
His team from 1 up until 4, Besithi hang out right here on MUT Radio. But for now though, there's a lot that is happening among Osutu, including the 11th Focus Conference program that is currently taking place at Langeni Hotel. Yaqala ngekusasa, in fact, yaqala ngomso, kuna speakers amaningi. But to tell us more about this conference, we are joined by Mr. Tebo Nyondo, who's part of the TLDC department. Mr. Nyondo, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Hey, thank you for having us, man. Lovely having a conversation with your listeners.
I really appreciate it, man, for your time. Take us through about this program, eFocus Conference. What is it?
Yes, thank you for that question. Focus Conference basically is a conference that is focusing on teaching and learning. Basically, it is about promoting research in terms of teaching practices and how we can assist students to learn better. So this year's one, basically, it also just focuses on reflecting, you know, on the three decades of democracy. Looking at what have been the achievements in terms of higher education, what challenges are there, and, you know, in terms of looking at the impact and as well as the future, you know, of higher education in South Africa.
And this is the 11th annual conference, focus conference. What differs this one from the others, the Siske Sabanao, in the past 10 years?
Look, man, I think this one, as I said, we are taking into consideration, you know, the South African sort of like landscape. If you think about it, this year, for instance, we had, I think, elections, and also this is also 30 years of democracy for South Africa. So what we did also in looking at the sub-themes, we brought in themes that are reflecting, for instance, on the issues that have affected higher education in the 30 years of democracy. I think in the other years, what we have been doing so long is just to look at current trends, you know, and look at basically practices that are around. But this one, I think it's closer to our hearts because it is reflecting on the issues that have been happening in around, you know, South African higher education.
And maybe who can we expect, like some of the guests that you have in line? I know you cannot name all of them, but
yes,
just a few.
Look, man, the biggest one or the biggest fish that we have is Prof. Adam Habib, you know. You would recall, for instance, Prof. Adam Habib and his role, you know, when during the fees must fall and situation in South Africa. So having someone like that, you know, in the lineup of speakers, I'm sure, for instance, you know, it will bring, you know, something to the audience, for instance, that they can be able to relate into in terms of the struggles, you know, in South African higher education. And also, you know, we're going to be getting an international perspective because Prof. Adam Habib is now a vice chancellor, you know, in a university in the UK. So those type of insights will be very valuable. But I think on top of that, we're going to be getting a Prof. Ahmed Bauer. You would recall Prof. Ahmed Bauer up until recently.
Yes.
He was the president or CEO of a University of South Africa, which is another initiative, for instance, that that has brought, for instance, you know, South African universities together.
Wow. And would you encourage staff to attend this conference?
Yes, definitely. But before I encourage them, you know, I think as the conference organizers, we need to pass our gratitude, you know, to all the MU team and colleagues that have supported the conference over the years and that have continued to support the conference also this year. Because, you know, as part of the conference, there are also presentations that the MUT colleagues will be facilitating, you know, and also that they will be presenting, sharing their own practices, sharing their own research in terms of teaching and learning, which brings, for instance, joy and also, you know, uplifts the face of them, of the university as a whole. So we encourage staff to come through tomorrow We are going to sort of like avail, you know, our YouTube link also for those who cannot attend, so that the conference, they can at least have a look at the keynote presentations of the plenary sessions of the conference.
Now, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, Mr. Nyondo. Anything that I might have left that you wanted to share with us before I let you go?
No. Nothing. But just to indicate, you know, to the colleagues, as I said, that we are going to be live streaming the plenary sessions live tomorrow, starting from tomorrow. Just to also highlight that we have also been here at Elangeni since yesterday, having pre-conference workshops, which were basically looking at leadership in high.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.